We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good afternoon, Evan. How are you today?
Your voice is very sexy today.
Yeah, I thought I got through it yesterday, and I woke up today, and I mean, I should just go home.
Do you have COVID?
All right, see you later.
Be honest with me.
No, I'm taking three tests.
All right, good.
I still can't taste anything, though.
Oh, geez, really?
Yeah, I hate to admit that, but
we
it's true.
A big lunch together.
Couldn't taste anything.
We ordered so much food, you're telling me you didn't taste any
of
that?
Yeah, I did it for you guys. Can't taste, can't smell.
Oh, my.
Nothing.
God. Isn't that a sign of COVID?
Yes, it is. But I don't have COVID. I took another test this morning.
Great.
Tonight? You never know.
Oh, great.
Never know. Certainly possible. You never know. I saw something today that, frankly, disgusted me.
What's that?
It disgusted me.
What?
Well, two things, actually, now that I think about it. Two things took place today that disgusted me. Do you want to go door number one or door number two, knowing I'm going to give you both?
Yeah, I'd go with door number two, the one that just popped into your head second. What was
door
that?
Door number two.
What was that?
We went to, we took the guys out for lunch today. Went to Adorale, great pizza place and restaurant right here in Tribeca.
Yeah.
We got wings, two kinds of wings, buffalo wings and chicken marsala wings. I assume they're delicious. I can't taste anything. All
right? Right.
But I did eat them. I look across the table, and Big Mac, why don't you tell the audience what we saw?
Yeah, I was disgusted as well with what we saw.
Yeah.
I looked over.
Disgusted.
Disgusted. As soon as the wings were put on the table, everyone went and got some, including Evan, and I look over to see how Evan is eating his wings.
Yeah.
And he is using a fork and knife.
Damn right I am.
Yeah, fork and knife
damn
on
right
buffalo
I am.
Wings.
Because I
who
don't
are you?
I don't understand. And I'll take the L for most of the audience. That's fine. I'm who I am.
I'm putting that poll up.
I don't understand why it's enjoyable to put your hands on these bones, stick it up to your mouth.
That's what we do.
You make a colossal mess. You got to go back to your napkin every time. I'm wearing a beautiful, nice shirt today.
Nice shirt.
I didn't want to make a mess.
Come on.
So I wanted the chicken because I think it tastes good, but the last thing I wanted to do was grab it with my hand, get all dirty, and so I attempted, I failed, but I attempted to kind of cut it with a knife.
And then Evan goes, gosh, it's so hard to get the meat off the wing.
It is.
Yeah, using a fork and knife, of course it is.
This is why I order boneless. That's what he said.
That's what I said, because I own that. This is why I go boneless.
That's not a wing. That's a tender.
Is it the same meat, though?
No, it's not.
It's similar. You're eating the chicken. I want to eat the chicken. I'm not here to work. I'm here to eat. Why do you like working when you eat? I don't get that.
You can't eat chicken wings with a fork
and
a knife.
And that's why that's why I don't order chicken wings. But when you were kind enough to order all these different chicken wings, of course I wanted to eat it. I'm hungry.
Yeah.
So I've got to adjust. I got to adapt. And my adaption at first was, let me attempt to use a fork and knife.
So me and
once
Big Mac
failed, I stuck it in my mouth.
Me and Big Mac, we were gnawing on the bone.
Oh,
we're eating wings like wings are supposed to be eaten. And I look across and I get Big Mac's attention. I'm like,
I thought I brought the attention upon myself when I did make the comment.
No.
Hey, Big Mac. Hey, Craig. Why the hell do people like the order wings? This boggles my mind.
We were mocking you silently for a good 3 or 4 minutes before you said anything.
We were like, what in the world is this guy doing right now that he's got a fork and a knife out trying to eat chicken wings?
I got to tell you, man.
Audience, call in now. 877-337-6666.
I really hate the idea
of what?
picking the wing up and having to chew it off a bone. I hate
it. Come on, stop.
I don't want to chew it off a bone. I'm not an animal, damn it.
You use a fork and knife for your father-in-law's burritos or quesadillas.
No, that's different.
Right, you pick it up.
I'm not eating off a bone. I've got to maneuver my teeth around the bone. Why do I want to deal with that?
Maneuver my teeth around the bone.
Why do I want to work, man? I don't want to work. I want to eat the chicken.
Yeah.
Okay. If it was up to me, I would have gone boneless. I would.
Okay. So that's the first thing that disgusted me today.
Yeah.
The second thing that disgusted me today, I saw some of the highlights on this congressional, what's it called? The Oversight Committee?
Yes.
Good.
I was glued to this. The Washington Post was airing it. It was the House Oversight and Reform Committee holding a hearing in which Roger Goodell was the only witness. I loved it.
So Roger, in theory, this was all about the business practices and the allegations of improper workplace harassment, et cetera, for the former Washington Redskins, now the Washington Communists, whatever, the Commodores, whatever the hell they're called.
Commanders.
Right? Commanders, right. All right, great.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting there, and I'm watching these videos, all right? And there's some representative, I never heard the guy before, but he's from New England, who goes on a five-minute speech about how much he loves Tom Brady and asking the commissioner of the NFL about deflated footballs, right? Jim Jordan, very well-known representative, he comes out and asks the commissioner about Barstool and Dave Portnoy.
Yes.
Great for them, obviously, right?
Yes.
And I'm sitting there, and I'm sorry I feel this way, but I do, all right? These are our elected officials. We're in a bad place right now in this country. Crime, recession, inflation, gas prices, questionable president, and on and on and on, right? And they're wasting our time interviewing the commissioner of the NFL about Roger Goodell and made, frankly, a circus out of it. And I'm sitting there going, what are you going to do about the $5 gallon of gas?
Oh, they're going to suspend the federal gas tax holiday.
What are you going to do about the violence in the streets? And I know that makes me an old guy, and I respect that.
The one thing I'll say is,
what the hell are we doing?
I think that when people say that, it's good red meat, because who would disagree with you? Those things are much more important. But it also implies that we can't walk and chew gum at the same time, because that kind of theory means we shouldn't do anything else but focus on those issues.
So here's my question.
So that's why I understand what you're saying, but I don't love when people make that comment, because it's an easy red meat comment. We can walk and chew gum at the same time.
The commissioner of the NFL should not be in front of our elected officials discussing the business practices of the Washington football team.
Yeah, but you know why he was there? Supposedly.
Why was he there?
And I just want to explain this.
Yeah.
Because their thought was that it would shed light on how new legislation needs to be passed to protect employees in other businesses. Now,
this was a clown show is what it was.
Well, but you gave examples of where it's a clown show.
Yeah.
When Roger Goodell is asked point blank about Daniel Snyder and is pushed on, should he own a football team right now? I think there's more validity to that.
But that's asking not about, up for Congress or the House. I mean, who cares?
Well, who cares? Should Daniel Snyder own the Washington football team?
My elected representative shouldn't have a take on that.
No. It's not as important as those other issues, but if it is going to lead to legislation that helps out other employees, and I don't think it will lead to that.
No,
because I do
going
think
to.
It's a dog and pony show, and a lot of our elected officials turned it into a dog and pony
they
show.
They embarrassed themselves.
When you ask about, but there's two things you're complaining. When you ask about Dave Portnoy, as funny as that is,
yes,
that's doing no one
anything. And by the
way,
I think it's great for Dave and for Barstool.
Great for Dave.
Awesome.
And he released a statement on that.
As he should have, and I would play that up for the rest of my life.
When you ask about Deflategate, of course, that's a dog and pony show. But when you're talking about the unethical business practices of the Washington football team and maybe the embarrassment that the league faces leads to changes, you could argue some good can come out of that, even if it's not as important as other issues facing our country.
I guess. I mean, I don't think anything's going to come out of it. But in theory,
I agree with you.
If that's the end goal, that you make the workplace environment nationwide on publicly traded companies better, safer, more inclusive, all that, great. I don't think that's going to happen.
I agree.
It's not, I think we embarrassed ourselves.
I agree.
Today.
It's not going to happen.
And it pisses me off.
I agree. It's not going to happen. But it's also not fair to use a jackass congressman who asks about Dave Portnoy or something else unrelated and say, "See, the whole thing's a sham."
Yeah,
because there were questions related to Daniel Snyder, which was the point of this whole thing.
You had an elected official today going on for about 3 or 4, maybe 5 minutes. Talking about Tom Brady.
Yeah, I know. But
called him the real Tom Shady.
But did you hear what I just said?
Yes, I did.
Okay,
hear what you said.
That shouldn't take away from the other
things.
But it
does. You know it does.
No, I know it does.
Because that gets the attention.
Because that person's a grandstanding jackass.
Right. I think we took a step backwards today as a country. That's what I think. And I'm not a political guy at all. I don't even know who the guy is.
But Craig,
I don't know if he's Republican, Democrat. I don't care what he is.
Craig, we took
a step back.
When they called
it's embarrassing.
When they called Mark McGuire and Sammy Sosa and Curt Schilling in front of the United States Congress
right.
a decade and a half ago,
yeah.
everyone could make the same argument.
I did.
And you probably did.
Yeah.
This is stupid. Why are we focusing on this? Here's the one thing you can't deny. Did it change Major League Baseball forever?
Yes.
Yeah. Because yeah. they embarrassed Major League Baseball enough to where now there is a rigid testing policy. It was that as important as the war on terrorism? No! No one's suggesting it was.
Right.
But you have to admit that there are times when they do these grandstanding exercises that it actually does lead to some kind of change. And if Daniel Snyder is forced out as the owner of the Washington football team, which I think is like a universal bipartisan agreement because he's a clown, he's a bad guy,
yeah.
he's a terrible owner,
yeah.
he is accused of sexually harassing employees and leading a toxic environment,
yeah.
then I think the league would be better off. And if this embarrassment leads to that,
yeah.
is that a good thing?
Yeah, I guess, listen, if you get rid of bad people, it's always a good thing for sure. I'm watching to say to myself, this is the problem. Right here, I'm looking at the problem. That's the problem. It's a clown show. And I know this makes me the old guy yelling on the lawn. I don't want to come across that way. But I'm watching it going to myself. When that guy went on that 3-minute Tom Brady diatribe, and I'll play it for you.
It was comical.
See if you can give it to the guys. I said to Evan, I go, you've got to be bleeping me.
No, I agree.
You've got to be kidding me. Right? We just sent $2 billion to Ukraine. Gas is $5 a gallon. I can't walk across the street without getting attacked. And this moron, as an elected official, wasted taxpayer dollars talking about how much he wants to, you know what, Tom Brady. Like, you've got to be kidding me. You've got to be kidding me. And again, I don't even know who the guy is. I don't know his name. I don't know where he's from. I don't know who the hell he is. But that was bad.
Do you think Roger Goodell's in trouble? He lied.
No.
He perjured himself. When he said he didn't know who Dave Portnoy was, and that was a lie. He asked
well,
who
he didn't
Dave
exactly
Portnoy
say
is.
That.
He said, I don't know
he
anything
said,
about that.
I'm unfamiliar with that situation.
Dave Portnoy.
The banning of Dave.
Dave Portnoy won an auction to watch a football game, I think, with Roger Goodell.
Yeah.
And then the league said, nah, forget it.
Right.
So obviously he has an idea who he is. So he lied. He perjured himself. He Rafael Palmeiro'd right in front of the United States Congress.
Yeah, by the way, Tom, if you want to call Dave and put him on, I'll put him on today. Yeah, I'm good with that. You have his number or no? You need his number? All right, go get his
That's got to be one of his proudest moments.
Yeah, I think it's great. Like, if I'm Dave, I'm loving it.
Do you think Roger Goodell, when he agreed to meet with this committee, Daniel Snyder did, and he came up with some lame excuse, some business, a meeting he had in France. I mean, the guy's a liar, so I think we all know that. But when Roger Goodell said, you know what? I'm going to meet with you guys. And he's preparing.
Yeah.
He's saying, okay, here's how I'm going to answer this. Here's how I'm going to answer that. Do you think during his prep, he thought he was going to be asked about banning Dave Portnoy?
I think there's two things, the things I'm alluding to that no one prepped him for. The Dave Portnoy situation and Deflategate from how many years ago now? Right?
But do you remember
what
the question was after the guy did the diatribe about Tom Brady? Like what his ultimate question was?
Ultimately said, more or less, paraphrasing, how do you guarantee the consistency
right.
of the air pressure in a game-used football?
Yes!
That's essentially what he wanted to know.
I thought he was going somewhere with some kind of gotcha question. Instead, he goes with this, so how can you guarantee those footballs are protected and their PSIs are accurate?
Right.
Like, that was our end game? That's where you were going?
That was just stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe that guy's up for re-election. Maybe he's from Boston. They guaranteed him re-election. I don't know. But the whole thing was just stupid. Much like playing Gleyber Torres at shortstop last night. And I told you exactly what was going to happen.
Oh, come on.
He was going to go 0-for, and the Yankees were going to lose.
Is that why Nestor Cortez was throwing batting practice?
No. It's the third time he's played the Rays in 10 days. That's why.
Okay.
All right, but my point is, I told you Gleyber would go 0-for, and I told you they would lose. Both things
happened.
Did
they lose because Gleyber played shortstop?
Did they? Did he get a hit?
No. It was 0-for-3.
Right.
If memory serves correctly.
That's correct.
How did he play the position, though?
Yeah.
He played a clean game.
He played fine. No errors. Yeah. Played fine.
No problem. Hitless. How about the fact that, you know, Aaron Judge is slumping and he came up and just missed it a game-tying home run? Yeah. How about the fact that Giancarlo Stanton bounced into a big double play?
Huge double play,
how about
by the way.
Fact the heart of the order did nothing in this game?
Play, too.
No, it was a great defensive play.
Yeah, let's give him a little credit. That guy made a great play.
So when you combine Giancarlo slumping, grounds into a huge double play, Rizzo did nothing, Donaldson did nothing, Cortez gave up a bunch of home runs.
Yeah.
That has nothing to do with your boy playing shortstop.
But the point is, it turned out the way I said it would. That's the point.
Stop
here.
It.
I got one right.
That's a cheap victory.
I got one right. Listen, cheap victory, not cheap victory. Winners, losers. I went home last night a winner. That's all.
Your baseball team lost and you went home a winner?
That's right. That's exactly right.
That's sad, man. So,
you know, I remember I told you sometimes the hard thing to do, the unpopular thing to do, is to pick against the team you love.
Right.
Last night I did that. I was right. I'm the winner. Big winner. Big
Joey Gallo's 0-for-3 with two strikeouts. Giancarlo Stanton's bouncing a double play. His average is under 250. Nestor Cortez looked like he was human. But no.
Yeah.
Gleyber played shortstop, ladies
Gleyber
and gentlemen.
Gleyber played shortstop. Didn't get a hit. Yankees lost by a run. You do the math.
So is this the beginning of the end for the Yankees?
Not the beginning of the end. Beginning of a losing streak, yes. Yes. Yep. They've poisoned the well. 50-18 is going to be 50-19. You watch. Who's pitching tonight? Montgomery against Baz?
Jordan Montgomery against Shane Baz.
Another guy you never heard of. Shane Baz.
Have you heard of anybody on the Rays?
No.
Like,
no.
If I ask you right now without looking.
No.
Name two players on the Tampa Bay Rays.
Well, I mean, I can now.
Can you?
Yeah.
Go.
Shane Baz.
That doesn't count.
Why not? He's on the Rays.
Because you just said you never heard of him.
Yeah, and then McClanahan, the guy that pitched last night.
Can you name anybody in the lineup? How about the guy with three home runs last night? Can you name him?
Oh, yeah, that guy. Believe it's a Latin American player.
Okay.
Okay. Spanish name. Mierda.
What?
Yeah, I got him. Yeah.
I wasn't even close.
Paraguay.
A little bit closer.
Paraida.
I mean, you're getting warmer.
Parayada. Byrada. Churrascaria. Plataforma. Brazilian Steakhouse? what's the guy's name?
Isaac Paredes.
The guy that played for the Devils?
No, the guy played for the Rays.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Zach Parise there.
No,
for a
not quite.
Just checking. Here's Jimmy and Hazlitt. People are very upset that Evan eats his wings with a fork and knife today at our staff lunch. What's going on today, Jimmy?
Not much. I can't believe I'm on the air with Craig Carton and Evan Costanza.
Yes. The old, what was it, Snickers bar?
My one question for you, Evan,
is
do you actually eat Snickers bars with fork and knife as well?
I hate Snickers bars. I think it's the most overrated candy bar in the history
That's
of candy bars.
That's not the question here. Don't distract from the question.
The only thing I truly eat with a fork and knife is when I'm in a position like I was today to have to eat wings. I don't want to eat off a bone. I'm a damn human being. Okay? The animal has been hunted. The animal has been killed.
Yeah.
The animal has been cooked. Usually we remove the things that we're not going to eat. Okay? So when food's on my plate, I like to eat everything on my plate. I think that's what most of us do. I'll ask you a simple question. Why the hell is there a bone involved?
Let me ask you a question.
What are you doing with the bone, Craig?
I'm throwing it out.
Oh, are you? Okay, so excuse me. I'm sorry. You're on the stand right now, sir.
You're not going to win this argument.
Oh, I will.
You can't.
If the right people call up today, I'll win this argument
Evan,
going
let me ask
away.
You a question.
What?
Have you ever gotten a family bucket of chicken from Kentucky Fried Chicken?
Not in a long time, no.
Ugh, that's the problem.
Did you ever have ribs?
Yeah.
Fork and knife on ribs.
Here's the thing, bro.
Fork and knife on ribs?
I love ribs. I love it. I love the taste of it. I hate the process.
What's the process?
The process is eating off a freaking bone, dude.
Right.
I don't want to.
That's your DNA.
Why? Why? When food's on my plate, I want to eat it. I don't want to work.
So if given the option, you would go boneless ribs?
Damn right I would.
Boneless chicken wings.
You damn right.
Wow.
And you know what the thing is? Most people out there agree with me.
No, they don't.
But because of these,
the societal pressure
we live in and the pressures in society,
yeah.
I'm not a real man. If I don't eat off a bone, I'll be bullied. You're afraid to admit it. Here's the difference.
Yeah.
Whether you like it or don't like
yeah.
it, I am not afraid to admit how I feel. And when I'm sitting down and eating, I don't want to work. I don't want to eat off a bone. And to your point, I want to go back to you. So you throw the bone out when you're done.
Of course
then
you
why
do.
Why is the bone even there?
It's part of the chicken.
Hey. Why does it have to be there? Remove the meat, put it on your plate, eat, the bone's thrown out.
Because that's like, not a chicken wing.
Do you eat eyeballs?
I do not
why
eat
not?
Eyeballs.
It's a part of the chicken.
Do you eat corn
the
on the cob?
I hate that too. I admit it.
So you'll carve the corn kernels off the cob? Or no?
A little bit of both, to be honest with you. There are times in which I suck it up.
Yeah.
Like I did at the end of this meal.
Right.
At the end of the meal, I wanted the meat, so what did I do? I picked it up.
That's because I, but to be fair, you only picked it up because I called you out.
It had nothing to do with you. I'm going to tell you what happened. I was frustrated by the fact I couldn't get all the meat off.
But I said to you, Evan, if you put the fork and knife down, it's easier to get the meat off with your mouth.
And you know what I said? Did you hear what I said?
You put it in your mouth.
This is why I don't get why you people like bones. I'd order boneless. Even Big Mac acknowledged I said that. I did it because I wanted the meat. Just like, yeah, sometimes when I eat corn on a cob,
yeah,
it's too much of a pain in the ass to kind of get the corn off. So I do it, but
like
I don't like it.
Like a child.
I don't like
it. He holds the cob up and knife's down, yes. knife down. Yeah.
Bro, I'm an old man now. I'm 38 years old, about to be 39. I know what I want. I know what I don't like. And I'll say it from the loudest microphone. I don't want to eat off a bone. And I don't get why you guys want to.
Let me ask you a question.
Makes no sense to me.
Let me ask you this question.
What?
You go to a steakhouse.
Yeah.
They've got filet. They've got filet on the bone.
Yeah, I'm aware.
Which one are you getting?
The one that ain't connected to the freaking bone.
So the one that doesn't taste as good.
Yeah, and I acknowledge that maybe I run into that issue, but I don't want to eat off a bone.
So you come to my house for barbecue.
Yeah.
And there's three racks of ribs on the table.
Yeah.
Help yourself style.
Yeah.
Fall off the bone moist.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't taking them.
Hesitate. I'm depends how hungry I am. Because I like the meat. Like I'm admitting this to you, Craig. I love rib. But I don't want to sit there and eat off a bone.
So you love McDonald's when they come out every year with their boneless ribs.
Boneless
the
ribs
sandwich.
Is a, boneless ribs a brilliant idea. Admit it. Because there are more people like us than you guys want to admit. It's just that the social norms don't allow us to open our mouths. But don't worry, guys. I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid of being mocked. I'm not afraid of being judged.
All I know is that Big Mac, I looked up. I saw Evan using the fork and knife. I got Big Mac's eyeball attention. I nodded over to Evan.
I've never seen anything like it. I have honestly never seen anyone to the drumstick wing try and take it apart. It's impossible to get your fork and knife on there.
Big Mac, I get it. And then when I picked it up,
even try it
was a reminder of how much I hate it. My hands are all greasy. It's just dirty. It's messy. Who wants to deal with that?
Somebody eats wings.
Ugh.
Yeah, like it's part of the deal.
Ugh.
When you order a dozen wings, that comes with the territory.
I don't like the deal.
A wet nap, a napkin, and the understanding that it's going to be all over the place.
I don't want to work hard when I eat.
Yeah,
want it to be easy. I want to put the meat in my mouth. I want to chew on it. And I want to smile.
Yeah.
I don't want to have to bite off a bone. Sorry.
Do you like crabs?
I love crab meat. I don't like working. Dude, it's the same thing. I completely agree.
You like lobster? Yes,
same thing. Love the meat.
Yeah.
Love it. I don't want to have to freaking rip a wing, like whatever that thing is called off.
Yeah.
Like its leg.
Claw.
A claw.
Yeah.
You think I want to do that? And by the way, Craig, in all seriousness, do you want to do that?
That's the joy of doing it.
Is it?
Yeah.
I thought the joy of eating was eating.
No, when you go to eat certain foods, part of it is using your hands.
Why?
Because it's in our DNA. We're
is
cavemen.
It in our DNA?
It's in my DNA.
Our generations haven't been cavemen in like 500 generations. It goes back a long ways.
Yeah, but it's still in our blood.
We're different now.
It's in our blood.
Really?
Yes.
When we were doing that, weren't we apes essentially?
Apes?
Yes.
No, we were cavemen.
Oh, stop it.
Yeah. We invented the wheel. And fire, by the way. Just put it out there for everybody.
I'm over it.
I was so disgusted. I'm so glad Big Mac was at lunch with us.
Did you not look at...
Because he and I connected in a manner we've never connected before.
It was a silence that we all knew what we were talking about.
Yeah.
It
was disgusting.
Why was Loogie not involved in this at all? Like, did he not have that connection with you?
He did not.
Why?
I don't know. He disappointed me at lunch. He didn't speak, really.
I thought this was a good moment for you guys to bond as well.
That's why I invited everybody out to lunch. I thought it'd be a good chance to get out of the office. I told them to come with any grievances they had. They had none. I asked them their hopes and aspirations. None.
No, Big Mac had a grievance already. Remember, he filed out the grievance that we don't break enough.
Yeah,
that's true.
That's true.
And he didn't even hesitate. As soon as they said, all right, let's go to the grievances.
He did have that.
Slight hesitation. It was like a split segment for Big Mac. It's like, well, it would be nice if you guys broke every once in a while.
Actually, no, it's not so much the not breaking. It's the then questioning the length of other breaks when we finally do
okay,
break.
Let's take a break soon enough to have that problem later today. Coming up, you're a diehard Yankee fan. When Aaron Judge swung the bat, be honest, did you think the ball was out? I did.
Ricky Ricardo did.
877-337-6666.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Carton and Roberts on The Fan, WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
There is an issue brewing here at The Fan.
What's the issue?
Well, a buddy of mine decided to buy us lunch today, not knowing that we went out earlier, okay? And he bought us a bunch of smash burgers.
Oh, that's very nice of him. Thank you.
So I get a text from my friend saying, hey, delivery should be there any minute now. You know, heads up. My pleasure. Tell the guys enjoy. So I gave the guy Tommy's phone number. Mm-hmm. They call Tommy. Tommy goes, we didn't make any order. He then goes to Big Mac. Did you order a smash burger? He goes, no, I didn't.
He went to me.
He went to you.
Yeah.
Hey, Evan, did you order a smash burger? You said, no, I didn't. It never dawns on him to ask me. So he didn't ask me. So my buddy's like, hey, the smash burger got delivered at 2:13. How was it? Well, we never got it. Because somebody denied the order.
Well, he also, Loogie oddly
got
went up to me.
Got a phone call. I never ordered smash burger.
You know what the approach he took with me was?
Yeah.
He comes to me and says, Evan, did you order food for your family? And I was like, what the hell does that even mean?
Yeah.
He's like, did your wife order smash burger?
Right.
And I'm like, no.
Yeah.
My father-in-law lives with us. He's a chef.
Right.
We're not ordering anything. What are
well
you talking about?
Well established already on this show, correct.
And so he was confused. He thought for some reason they were texting him that my wife made an order.
Right.
Because I didn't think anybody here would be ordering lunch when we were going to lunch.
Yeah, well, but you asked everybody except for me.
I should have went to you first of all.
And set it up.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Now, as I would
so
tell people.
So where's the smash burger now?
When you set things up with Craig, set him up through me. Because he doesn't tell me anything.
Hold on.
He doesn't clue me in.
Did they call you or not?
I'm not going to answer numbers from people. It could be they could have my social security number. God knows what.
Loogie, you're the producer.
You could have came to me. He didn't come to me at all.
Listen,
before
we get...
He mentions it an hour after the fact. Oh, by the way.
Before we rip Craig, which maybe we will.
Why would I get ripped? I gave the delivery guy Tommy's phone number.
But you didn't tell Tommy.
Yeah.
I'm just putting it off so I can make this point.
Yeah.
Loogie, you are the producer of a very popular radio show.
I'm aware.
Okay?
I've read that, yes.
You're going to get a lot of phone calls.
I agree.
You got to answer the phone calls. You never know who's on the other end.
Hold on, wait a minute. You told me a minute ago.
I did.
You did answer the phone.
No.
And you said no.
I did not tell you that.
You just said that five minutes ago.
No, and first of all, if I had a dollar for every time I answered the phone and got, Craig Carton gave me your number, I could retire tomorrow. But that's the first thing. The second thing is, I got a text early this morning. Me and my wife were like, did you order, did you not? We're checking all these things, we're scrummaging through it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the hell is this? I'm like, oh, maybe Evan ordered it. He didn't.
Evan ordered it.
Dude, I didn't know. I should have went to you because this was screaming Craig. I should have definitely went to you.
Yeah, well, explain to my buddy Phil that he wasted $50 buying us burgers.
I'm so confused.
And I never got it.
Phil needs to come to me.
Where is the food now?
No, they did go to you.
No, they didn't, Craig.
You denied the phone call.
Because I don't know what the hell it is.
So you can't say they didn't go to you.
Why would we have lunch on a day we're going to friggin' lunch?
What sense does that make?
No, that's the point. That is the point.
And then we had.
I didn't give a grievance at lunch. Here's a grievance. Stop with the chaos.
Nobody called you.
We were going to lunch. Why would we have another lunch?
But you said, yes, I got a phone call.
The delivery guy.
From the delivery guy. It could be a scam. I don't know. What do you mean, come on?
We also had all lunch to tell him. Let me ask you a question. Phone
all
call.
Lunch? Where? How about a week? God only knows when he was told this.
Where are my smash burgers?
I don't know.
Did you send somebody downstairs?
I had our crack staff go down and check. Yeah. It was not there. I will go down and personally check now.
I mean, do something.
And I will call back the guy.
Where the hell are the burgers? That's the only thing that matters now.
You stuffed your fat face all down lunch. You're worried about a burger. Relax.
Wow, you're attacking me.
Did they bring silverware for you?
Phil, if you're listening, go through me next time, please.
Did you tell them to bring forks and knives for Evan?
Why is this turning into an attack on me? I did nothing wrong. I'm merely asking, where's the food now? I'm just
curious. Here's the thing I don't get. He keeps saying, have them call me.
Yes. No.
They called you.
Have Phil call me.
You don't know who Phil is?
Well, Phil could get to know me. Set things up through me. Craig, I love you, but I'm more organized when it comes to this
stuff. Are you?
Am I not?
I gave them your number. They used
it. No, not that. You gave it to Grubhub. You didn't give Phil. Like, I don't know. Bro, you have to smart me up. Like, hey, Smashburger's coming today. We're ordering lunch. Don't you think it's odd that I'm getting a text that we're getting lunch?
No, considering I set it up to call you.
We went to
so
lunch.
So they called you.
We went to lunch.
That's nothing to do with it. I've never eaten two lunches.
And it didn't have where they were delivering it to.
It was just this odd text. Have you never seen Craig eat, like, five lunches in one day?
Yeah. I've seen it.
But why wouldn't he come to me and be like, by the way, you're going to get a text today from Grubhub out of the blue.
Let me ask you a question. Why did you go to Big Mac and Evan and not me to ask me if I ordered it?
Oh, I agree. I took the L.
Yeah.
Like I said, this screamed you. I'm getting this text at 9:30 in the morning.
He's accusing my wife of ordering food somehow.
I thought it was one of those things where you had to butter up your wife because you're going to back-to-back Met games. So, honey, I'm going to order your burgers today. That's what I honestly was my initial thought.
Yeah, he's going to buy his wife a burger at 2 o'clock and bring it home at 8 o'clock tonight. Honey, thanks for letting me go to a Met game. Here's a six-hour-old burger.
Because, bro, inside baseball, normally when we have food delivered here, they either contact me or they contact you and then
they contacted you.
I understand that.
So why didn't you answer the call?
Because I didn't answer it. Because I thought, honestly.
Because you messed up.
No, because I thought I was being scammed. I really did.
How did you think you were being scammed?
You get a weird number? Who knows? I don't want to pick it up and then all of a sudden they have.
How excited are you?
In hindsight, I made a big mistake not answering the phone.
That's it.
I agree.
Just own it and move on.
Oh, stop. You play a part in this.
You know who?
I gave the number.
Tommy, we're sitting at lunch for an hour, 2 hours. You couldn't be like, by the way, we're getting Smashburger.
Why do I have to do that? You know the rule, deal. Your phone rings, answer it.
No, I don't want to do that. I don't want to live in a world like that.
Besides ourselves and our families, who's most excited for us to take vacation?
That guy.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy.
Yeah.
I apologize to Smashburger. I apologize to Phil.
Don't apologize to Smashburger. They got Phil's money.
Well, I feel bad for Phil. I'm going to go down there.
He bought us burgers, and we didn't eat them.
Tell Phil to text
me. He wasted $50 on burgers because you don't answer your phone because you're special. That's all.
I am special. My parents tell me that all the time. Thank you.
I could go for a smash burger right now, too.
You're still hungry. Why would you go for it? You can't taste anything, apparently.
Also very true, yes. It would be wasted, but I appreciate Phil getting us a nice lunch.
No, thank you, Phil. Very much appreciate it.
Phil's a good man. It's my guy. Frank's in Massapequa. Frank, what's up? Hi, Frank. Okay, great. Good talking to you, Frank.
Thanks, Frank.
Joe's in Jersey. JoJo, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, Craig, how are you?
Doing good, thank you.
How about this trade?
Go.
You get Joel Embiid, and the Sixers get Kevin Durant.
Oh, stop.
And I also eat meat, but that is not on a bone.
Oh, I love this guy. This is my guy, Joe.
Course, this would be the guy that would come with the dumb trade idea.
These Fugazi trade rumors have to stop.
Yeah, please.
All right, it's just go away. Not you, per se, but the trade rumors have to go away. Like, I don't want to hear...
Well, because you're bothered by the possibility of losing Durant. That's my guy!
Let's go back a step behind that.
Yeah.
I'm bothered by the fact that there's an owner in this town who is thinking about not keeping Kyrie Irving. And yet, everyone around here, because they're Knicks fans, is like championing, get rid of Kyrie Irving. It's stupid. And I hope this is a negotiating tactic. I hope it works out. I hope it's okay, like they win their negotiating tactic. But the idea of Kyrie Irving ending up on a different basketball team, which could then lead to Kevin Durant saying, what the hell am I doing here?
Right, that's what I signed up for.
That's what concerns me.
As it should.
The other thing that concerns me is that...
Let me just say this. I'm a diehard Knicks fan. If the Nets got rid of Kyrie, it's asinine.
Of course it is.
You can't justify it with any basketball prudence whatsoever.
No. If you just said, look, I'm a Knicks fan. I want him gone because I want to see the end of the Nets. I respect that. But there's nothing from a basketball standpoint, from an end game of winning, that's good for this team in letting go of Kyrie Irving. And it's a choice because Kyrie wants to stay. Now, with that said, here's my other concern. After throwing batting practice today in Houston, Carlos gave up 3 home runs, Cookie Carrasco. He's left the game with an apparent injury. So what appears to be a 2-game sweep at the hands of the Houston Astros, which sucks but is not the end of the world, it's about to get worse because Carlos Carrasco walked off the mound with an injury.
Do you think he's really injured, though?
Yeah.
I know the trainer came out. I saw that. But do you think he's injured?
Yes.
Okay.
No, I don't think he's just getting his ass kicked and he said, I'm faking an injury to get out of here. No, I think he's hurt. Maybe that's the reason why he was throwing batting practice today. I don't know. But this is a team that's starting to get healthy. Max Scherzer's on his way back. Jacob DeGrom appears closer to a rehab game.
Right.
Jeff McNeil's missed the last couple of games. And for Cookie Carrasco to now potentially go down, this rotation depth getting tested again.
By the way, Big Mac, who's having a worse day? Evan Roberts for cutting his wings with a fork and knife, or Tommy for blowing off the Smashburger?
I'm not blowing him off. I don't know when he's coming.
He's been on this since 9:30, so now it's Tommy.
Since 9:30.
This is blown up in his face, he's been thinking about this all day. You don't understand how many times I got asked about the text messages. Should I answer the phone?
Can I answer the question? No, because his question is flawed. Okay. And then you can continue. You can say whatever the hell you want.
Yeah.
I'm having a great day. The Durant, Kyrie, Carlos Carrasco stuff.
You get a cookie.
I own the fact that I don't want to eat meat off a bone.
Yeah, you're having a bad day.
That ain't a bad day for me.
It's horrendous.
And so far, based on the calls we've taken, I'm in the majority.
No, by the way.
So now that that's been clarified, go ahead, Rip Lugie.
Evan's having a bad day.
Evan's having a real bad day.
And I was unaware that you guys have been dealing with this since 9:30 this morning.
Since I woke up.
Because again, we sat at lunch together for an hour and a half, and you never brought it up. So how would I know?
This is probably a stupid question. Why did we accept lunch on a day we were going to lunch? I admit this is a stupid question.
That's not for you to ask.
Huh?
Because that's what I want.
That's fair. That's a fair answer.
I
want
to take you guys out to lunch and give you burgers.
Do you understand why I was confused?
No.
No.
Because you didn't tell me. But according to Big Mac, you've been dealing with this all day.
I've told the story on air. Every time Evan orders from Grubhub, I get text messages because we set it up that one time. So I get it all the time. So he thought maybe somehow the last time we ordered it went through him, and so now Evan's family had ordered burgers, and that's why he's getting text messages. So as soon as I walked in, the first thing is, look at these texts. What do you think? Oh, I can't wait for Evan to get here. I'm going to bust his shoes about ordering Grubhub.
Which I did.
And then Evan's like, I didn't order Grubhub. And then it's been, who do you think it is? Should I answer the phone? Should I answer the text messages?
At no point did anybody say out loud or to themselves, I wonder if Craig ordered something.
If we weren't getting lunch today, I think that's an obvious thing. I think it's just
odd circumstances
that we happen to be going to lunch today.
What's funny is after you approached me about this, I remember as a throwaway line, I admit.
Evan was involved too. Craig.
I did actually.
Oh, you did?
You are full of crap.
No,
you never said that.
Let me finish. No. One of my throwaway lines at the end was, you should probably just ask Craig.
You're full of crap.
Absolutely.
You're so full of crap.
I'm not full of crap.
You never said that. You are so full of crap.
Now you're trying to lie to get over your bad day. It's unbecoming.
Caught using a fork and knife on a chicken wing today at a restaurant.
And now he's come up with this no-bone thing.
I still want to know where my smash burgers are.
I'm going to go down and look.
Yeah, please do. Because the guy, I'll tell you this. The guy did not leave a bag of burgers on the street.
No, it looks like it's in the lobby. It's marble floor. I feel terrible now, too, by the way, that the guy paid for the money.
So why are you still here?
Well, I do. I feel horrible.
Just go. You'll feel better.
Just go.
I'm not going to feel better.
Go. Just go so I don't have to look at you.
Yeah, plus I want to see where these smash burgers are.
That way I feel better after looking at you. That's it. Just leave. Go.
He still hasn't left. He's still waiting.
He's negotiating his release.
Just go get the burger.
Yeah.
He's going to run in. He's going to run in and give you some reads for when we break.
Now, don't. Okay. We're not breaking. Go down and come back. We're not breaking until you come
and
back.
I'm surprised, Craig, they're so mad. It was a literal throw line where I was like, hey, she just asked
for it. Yeah, I appreciate that.
And they're so angry about
it. I can't
believe
they denied that to
place. I can't believe that.
I really don't remember you saying that.
Yeah,
I did say that.
It's unbelievable.
It was a throwaway, but it was a, hey, you know what?
I mean, it makes sense.
Just ask Craig.
It does make sense that someone would have said, well, there's five of us here. I've talked to everybody but one person. Maybe I should ask that one person.
I mean, you guys are even calling Spike on vacation, asking him. And I'm like, why are you asking Spike? Just ask Craig. Makes no sense to me. Very weird.
That's crazy to me.
Weird thought process.
Now he's going to go downstairs and try to find random burgers in a bag in the lobby.
Do you think he like,
runs, like that happens?
Think he like runs to McDonald's real quick. Takes the burgers out and says, here they are.
Here's smash burgers. Yeah, no, because he'd probably smash them. Yeah. He's upset, isn't he?
Oh, this is tremendous.
I don't understand how this started this morning. That doesn't make sense.
Because he got these text messages at 9:30, apparently.
Saying what? Your saying burgers
your
on the way?
Your burgers have been ordered. I don't think the place Smash Burger
is open yet.
Burger,
blah,
it doesn't
blah,
open
blah.
Yet. Yeah. So like the order's in, but the place isn't open yet. And then he kept getting text messages. And he thought it was like a scam or somehow. And then he told me the number was from Chicago, Illinois. I don't know if they
have
like.
That's how Grubhub comes up sometimes.
So he was confused by the whole thing. And to have it end up being now he's rushing for burgers is hilarious.
He owes me four burgers.
You know what makes this so much better?
What?
When you sent me down to give the woman her stuff back.
Yeah.
There was a dispute in the lobby. And I'm 99% sure that this dispute was the Smashburgers. There was the
really?
All three guards who are all great at the front desk.
Yeah,
they were someone was trying to engage them about an order, and they had they had no idea there was an order placed. And this guy was trying to figure out. He had made it into the building though, which Tommy claims he should have been left at the desk. But there was definitely a dispute going on with the Grubhub delivery.
So do you think the burgers were left there, or do you think they just took it back?
I mean, Tommy sent me down. I talked to them. I didn't push too hard, but they were unaware of any burgers being delivered. But, I mean, now that he mentions it was 30 or 40 minutes ago, that's exactly when I went downstairs. So I think
so you witnessed it.
I think I saw this happen in real time.
I'm not sure what the Grubhub deal is on that. Did he bring the burgers back to the place and get credited for it?
Yeah, I don't know.
And then here's the other question. Do I tell Phil they were delicious?
They were
does
amazing.
Phil ever listen? Oh.
Phil listens all the time.
I'm sure he's aware of what's going on.
So now he's aware of what's going on, probably. Yeah.
Phil's not happy with Loogie either, I'm sure.
Nobody's happy. And he was having a decent day, I thought.
It was
maybe
going
not.
Okay.
Maybe not. He messed up. It's so simple.
You could
like,
you
there's could've. No defending what he did here.
No, but you could have. Let's be fair. You could have told
come
him
on.
To
it's like Cookie
before.
Carrasco pitching today. Ugh. Don't blame it on an injury that doesn't exist.
Yeah, I'm waiting
get a cookie.
Had a bad day.
I'm waiting for Loogie now to come up with an injury or a sickness. I got to leave
bad
early.
Day.
Had a bad day.
Yeah.
Not just, feeling well.
It's okay to have a bad day once in a while. Now, three out of four is not good.
Well.
But let's not claim like, oh, my hip flexor hurts, my oblique
in
hurts.
Cookie's case, it's two out of his last three starts have been terrible.
Right. So
I think he's hurt, dude. I mean, I'm serious. Not Loogie, Carrasco.
To be fair, I didn't see him grabbing a part of
on
his body or whatever
on the pitch before that, he looked uncomfortable.
Elbow?
I don't know. He sucked today, and I can live with that. He's had a very weird season in which he's had five like really bad starts, and the rest of his starts have been good, and this looks like a loss. But what really fears me is missing an extended period of time. That's what derailed Carrasco's season last year.
Here's Brian in Saddlebrook. Brian, good afternoon. How you doing?
Hey, good. How you guys doing? Happy Father's Day, believe
my man, Pots and Pans. What's up?
All right. So, one, that's the funniest conversation you guys have ever had. It would win a Grammy, and you'd only get that in New York, New Jersey area.
There you go.
As far as a bad day, Tommy's definitely having a bad day because of the ragging.
Yes.
But as far as a bigger mistake, I don't think there's a bigger mistake than cutting a chicken wing with a knife and a fork as a grown man.
As much as Evan's going to go to the grave on this one.
I will.
He knows you're right.
Here's the thing, Brian. What I had a choice of, and maybe I made the wrong choice, was we ordered a bunch of things. Put it in front of the table. We all shared. Okay? When Craig ordered the chicken wings, I had a choice, as hungry as I was. I could have sat it out. I could have said, you know what? I'm anti-wing. I'm not even going to engage. So I chose not to sit it out because I was hungry. And my choice was then, I don't want to eat it like a wing because I hated eating like a wing. I'm going to cut it off its freaking bone. So I had a choice. Either be who I am in front of my coworkers or sit out the wing. What would you have done, Brian?
Oh, man, I would have had to pick up the wing.
And eventually I did because I needed that meat.
There you go. All
good.
Wait, I got
one more thing.
Yeah,
so,
go ahead.
You guys, so was Craig paying for lunch today?
Evan and I split it.
Oh, okay.
Yes, Evan and I split the cost of lunch down the middle 50-50.
Did Craig have his buddy send burgers to fatten everybody up so the bill could be cheaper? By the way,
not a bad move if I thought about that, but I didn't. So thank you, Brian. Right, now,
that's a really good idea, actually.
Hey, Sonny, come grab this, will you? All right.
Let's soften up the lunch bill by eating a lot of burgers right before.
Yeah, no. To me, Evan and I went 50-50 down the middle. Money's never an issue between us.
Not an
issue.
It's
all good.
The only issue is eating the meat off the bone.
Eating the meat. And I was disgusted. So was Big Mac. And it's the closest I've ever felt to Big Mac. We made eye contact.
Well, I'm glad
and
that
it was like we connected.
I am appreciative or glad that my quirkiness, which I will own till the day I die.
It's beyond quirky.
I'm glad that it could bring you two fools together.
It brought us closer together.
Good.
It really
there
did.
Was a bond there.
Yeah, we bonded over it.
Good.
Like, we looked at you, we looked at each other, we went back
to
you.
We both felt better about ourselves and our relationship watching
because there's that one point. When you tried just the fork, and it didn't work,
then
you brought in the knife, heavy artillery. Right.
And it's rolling all over the place because you can't, you know.
Right, it's a bone.
Bones, so you can't like stick the fork in it and settle it into the bowl.
So this does remind me. I was 18 years old. It was my first serious girlfriend. And forget
pardon, it. Pardon me one second.
Yes.
Sorry. Tommy's back, but I don't see any burgers in his hand.
Did you get it?
Yeah.
No, the burgers are not here.
What?
Because it's a building policy, you can't leave a bag downstairs, which I get totally. You can't leave it unattended.
So where are the burgers?
I guess they're back with Smashburger, I suppose. I don't know.
So run over, I think you got to run over to Smashburger.
Well, I'm not running over anywhere, but I'm going to call them maybe.
Well, and have them re-deliver it?
I guess.
You owe Phil an apology.
I think Phil will get a refund.
We're going to call Phil right now.
That's
fine. You owe an apology.
I don't owe anybody an apology.
Hey, Phil, you're on the radio. Is that okay?
That's fine.
All right. My producer, Tommy, wants to apologize to you.
Phil, I apologize. Craig didn't smart me up to this gave my number out.
Food is for the group and for everyone, so.
Yeah, so here's what happened. You sent the Smash Burgers, which was great. And our producer dropped the ball. He didn't answer his phone. He didn't return the text from Grubhub. So the delivery guy came. The delivery guy left. And we never got to enjoy the burgers.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's Tommy's fault. Yeah.
He ate enough tasteless wings today without a knife and a fork. So I think he'll survive.
Well, but the point is, you were generous enough to send us burgers. And my producer failed us. And now... The burgers don't exist. I don't know where they are.
Let me figure it out with Grubhub, and we'll do it another time. And I just wanted to call and congratulate you on, by my count at least, 4 years without a wager. And I may be off a few days or even weeks. But
yeah, it's coming up. It's June 28th, so 6 days away, 28th. But I appreciate it. Yep. All good. Well.
You deserve a great congratulations on that. I, for one, know how hard it is, and I know how hard you've worked, and that Saturday show has helped a ton of people, so please keep that up.
Well, Phil, I appreciate that and your support through all these years. But, yeah, next week, if I get there, we'll be 4 years without a wager of any kind, and I am proud of that, and I appreciate your continued support. Before I let you go, Tommy, what do you want to say to Phil?
Phil, I'm sorry. Thank you for sending the food. It was my bad.
Hey, Tommy, we'll do it another time. And
can I make a request, Phil?
Yeah, of course.
If you send us food again, specifically burgers, can you only send three?
No, so he doesn't get one?
He doesn't get one, yeah.
I'll consider that request.
Great. If you send a fourth, I'll give it to the intern. But if you're not going to send one for the intern... Big Mac gets a burger, Evan gets a burger, I get a burger. Do not send a burger for Tommy, okay?
Well, if it's enough time away, maybe I'll come myself. Hello? And eat the fourth one.
Great. We'd love to see
That's a good deal.
Have a great weekend, pal. Thank you so
Thank
much
Thank you for the attempt.
You do the same, Craig.
All right, pal. Be good. All right.
Take it easy.
There's
that was very,
Phil.
That was very nice of him.
Phil's kind of been like a sponsor to me
gotcha.
In my recovery.
Sounds like
and
a
is
good
a
dude.
Good man. Good, good man. Yes. He's in recovery as well and is a good dude. And he was aware that, again, if I get there, a week from yesterday, June 28th, it'll be 4 years, no wagering at all, which is a big accomplishment considering how important gambling was in my life.
Sure.
You know, so anyway. That's what that was.
Well, congratulations. And I do have to say that I hope you don't take this the wrong way, but that is, the idea that that's why the burgers were here and he blew it is,
yeah,
it's the icing on the cake.
Dude, I feel terrible. Recovery.
I got to tell you,
the fact that this wasn't merely, hey, guys, I have great ratings.
Right,
or, hey,
yeah, just, hey, what's up? I want to just say hi.
The guy sent burgers to commemorate an incredible life achievement.
Yeah.
Overcoming something you dealt with in your life.
Yeah, addiction.
Addiction.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
And that's what was blown, Lugie?
Oh,
do you feel God. Dirty right now?
You know,
do you
feel I didn't want to play right that now? Part of it up, but now that you guys say it.
Oh, I'll do it.
Yeah, please do.
Are you okay?
Are you feeling all right?
No,
I'm
not.
I feel terrible.
Yeah,
dude.
Of course. Dude, that was the icing on the cake. Like, I almost fell over when he said
it's that. It's like ruining a guy's birthday.
I know.
Yeah.
I mean,
so here I am, about to celebrate 4 years in recovery.
Congrats.
With a couple smash burgers, and I can't even do that.
From someone important to you like that?
He's like been a sponsor to me.
Like, I didn't see that coming. I literally thought, buddy of mine, you know, runs a smash burger. That, I just want you guys to eat.
He's a GA brother.
And to go to that?
Yeah.
Luke, you all right, bro?
No. So stop asking.
Hold on. Why do you say you all right? I'm not all right.
Because he must feel terrible.
I feel beyond awful.
He ruined one of the great accomplishments of my life. Of all the cool things I've gotten to do in my life, combating gambling disorder is one of the great accomplishments of my life. And I was going to enjoy that moment with my dearest friends, you guys. And Tommy robbed me of
Tommy,
that.
Tommy, in all seriousness, I'll give you a good thing.
A celebration burger that I can't have now.
Craig may not get this, but right now with the audience, this is your face turn. You went from this dip you-know-what who can't get anything right, he's so annoying and wrong, to, oh my God, he's a baby face, I have compassion for him. The audience now has compassion for you because of how bad this F-up was.
I disagree. The audience turning, is upset with him.
You think so? I hope they are because I want to rip both of you so bad right now, but I can't. I just can't. After he said that, it took all my steam away. Because I had a lot of steam coming up the elevator. A lot.
Really?
Yes.
It's coming up the elevator.
Oh, I was cursing in the elevator the entire way up because I couldn't even film it.
Yeah. You didn't have to push buttons. The steam was rising up to the 10th floor.
Well, because
I guess I'll have to celebrate my recovery somewhere else. Some other day with some other people. People who care. People who support my attempt to conquer an addiction. But I guess, you know. Can't count on you guys for that.
Well, you guys don't put us into this.
Yeah, nothing to do with me.
On Tommy.
Yeah.
Clearly.
It's all Tommy's, not us. What the hell did we do?
Jeez.
Wow. And I didn't even bring that part of it up.
No, you didn't. I'm stunned by it.
I want to be clear.
Dude, as soon as he
that
started
wasn't
saying
be a part
that
of the story,
me and Big Mac made the same eye contact.
Yeah,
you
very
made.
Similar. Yeah, very similar.
You guys connected.
We looked at each other and said,
I was like,
are
I
you kidding me?
He was like, I want to congratulate you. And I thought the ratings was coming or something. And then it was like on your 4-year anniversary. I was like, oh, man.
Oh, crap. June 28th, the last day I was in a casino.
Oh, my God.
Uh-huh.
The guy sent us
a big day for me, obviously.
Of course, he sent us burgers to commemorate you.
Yep, it's a celebration of recovery, Evan.
And Tommy effed it up.
Tommy,
oh, my God.
Too busy to answer his phone or return a text message. Ruined my anniversary. Just ruined it. 4 years of hard work of admitting to and then beating an addiction. Mm. And he had to ruin it.
Are you okay, pal? I feel terrible.
I mean, I'm good with you.
No, but are you okay?
I'm good with Big Mac. My son's here.
Right.
So I'm glad he's witnessing this. He should be proud of his father.
Of course.
Hope he is.
We all are.
And recognize that it's okay to make mistakes in life and, you know, set yourself straight and overcome them. And you recognize that some people will be with you on that journey all the way through. And other people are too busy to answer a text message and don't give a rat's ass if you conquer an addiction.
Is there something you want to say to Craig?
Lesson my son just learned.
Is there anything you want to say to Craig, maybe to...
I don't want to hear it.
No?
No.
Nothing?
Nothing. It's what you're going to say.
I don't know.
I'll buy you a smash burger. It's not the point of it.
Is there anything you want to
say? It's going to be a nice surprise celebration. And what do I get?
I thought it was a scam. I don't want to answer my phone.
You got a chance to maybe say something sweet to him. Anything to say?
Don't say. No, you raise your hand. I'm not calling on you.
He doesn't even want to talk.
Yeah, because he knows he messed up. And now that he knows the truth behind why the burgers were sent here, now he feels this big. Like Hervé Villachez.
I would love to take it out of the equation so badly. I would love to take it out of the equation so bad. I had so much.
Yeah.
And now I don't.
You got nothing.
Nothing.
That's why it's so hard for addicts to overcome addiction. Because they have people like you in their lives.
Right.
Unsupportive, selfish people.
Don't know my mom's birthday.
Who claim they care about you.
Or your dad's birthday.
And when things start going in the right direction, where are they? Side of the road.
Mm.
Side of the road. Thanks, buddy. Ruining my anniversary of recovery. Appreciate that. Minimizing all the hard work people like me put in to living their lives the right way.
Mm.
It's a good life lesson for everybody out there.
Oh, I learned a life lesson. I definitely learned something today.
Tommy Lou Gower is not one of them. That's what we all learned here today. I'm going to make this the focus of our Saturday show. People who let you down. Living with disappointment. Yeah. Fake friends. Yeah, it's going to be the focus. Yeah. Okay. There you go. Yeah. You don't probably eat lunch, though. All the chicken parm sandwich.
It went down fast.
Yeah,
man,
took a doggy bag, too.
Yep.
Guess where he's not going to find that doggy bag? On his desk. I promise you that. You're not eating that sandwich later. Better go run and get it now. Yep.
I still can't believe that lunch was all about that.
That's what it was. Celebration. That's right.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan. WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
Evan, I'm in a very giving mood.
Yeah, what you got?
So I'm going to forgive Tommy because I am so excited for whatever he did to present WAG Wednesday today that should take precedent over the way he screwed up on the Smashburger situation.
Very fair.
So who's coming out at 5 o'clock, Tommy?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Craig. Currently, nobody. But we are efforting that. We have an hour and 14 minutes.
So not only did you screw up my anniversary of recovery.
Yeah.
And not answer the phone for the delivery.
Correct.
You also have not booked a WAG Wednesday for today.
I have not.
Got it. So I guess there goes that. I was counting on that to maybe, change the tide here a little bit. Like, all right, he screwed up on the delivery, but he delivered on a great WAG Wednesday. So I'll probably forgive him because I'm a softy.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Right, you're going to see the Craig you don't know.
I'll tell you this, man. I went to the producer's area during the break. I think he wants to not ever forgive you. He is mad.
Forgive me.
Yeah.
Forgive me.
Yeah, and forgive you.
Forgive me.
He's still mad at you.
I gave the guy the number. The guy used the number. The guy that has the number decided, I'm not answering it. My wife won't let me. Or some cockamamie excuse.
You didn't give me a heads up. That's not a cockamamie excuse. At any point, you could have been like, by the way, Tommy, there's food coming today.
Yeah.
So when they call you or anybody contacts you, just run down and grab it.
Hasn't been long enough that you know how things work around here.
Well, they don't have to work like that.
No, that's how they work.
No, they don't have to work that way.
That's how they work.
You want grievances? Yeah. Here's a grievance. Yeah, stop with the chaos.
Huh?
What do you mean, huh?
No chaos.
There's no chaos. It's all chaos.
Every day.
It's always
food
chaos.
Delivery.
Stop
every
it.
Day.
Now you sound like Boomer with the Captain Chaos.
All
stuff.
You got to do
you
is
failed.
Tell me.
You failed in your job.
I'm an organized guy. I like to have everything mapped out.
Yes,
like Al. You and
failed.
Al coexisted. I'm sure you told
Guess
Al
what?
When stuff was
if
coming.
If somebody called Al from Grubhub, he'd answer the
I'm
call.
I'm sure he would, but I'm not Al.
You didn't. That's right.
I did
You're not.
Not
Al. Not even close to Al.
Well, that's fine.
I miss Al.
Well, go call him then. What do you want me to tell you?
Yeah.
I miss a lot of things, too.
I wish I had a producer like Al. What do you miss, being part-time in the morning and afternoon? I can arrange that if you
what
want.
What the hell? I wasn't part-time anything. I was a full-time employee
so
here for
miss?
Years.
What do you miss?
What?
What do you miss?
Well, I meant more like, hey, I'm older. I miss being young. I miss being single. Well,
no,
I miss
no,
days.
No, 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 no.
Oh, from a work perspective?
Yeah.
Oh, no, but trust me.
What
I don't,
do you miss?
No offense.
Because I'm going to make sure it happens tomorrow.
No, no, because I didn't answer the phone for a burger?
That's right.
Get the hell out of here.
That's right.
The WAG thing, I totally, listen, that's on me.
So
I'm not going to
no
get into
Wednesday,
I'm not
going
to. I'm not going to get into why
so
we don't
lost
have
WAG Wednesday.
We didn't lose WAG Wednesday.
You lost Smash Burgers.
We didn't lose
the
burgers
either. And you're mad at me.
I am mad at you.
You're mad at me.
I am.
Okay, good.
Frankly.
You can pack your stuff up and go.
No. But,
it's fine.
No, first of
you're
all.
You're mad. I don't want you working in a mad work environment.
No.
Pack it up.
Craig, stop. I said,
how about this?
No.
You start producing Sal's show overnight. There you go.
What
same pay. You don't get any cut and pay, but you can start doing overnights.
Why does this turn into I have to be fired and go on another show? All we have to have is a little bit of communication.
A year and a half later, you don't get the show still. That's why.
I don't get
that's
the
why.
Show?
That's why.
We're a marriage.
Grubhub calls, answer the phone. That's why. And then you're disgusted with Evan. You're disgusted with Big
Mac. Oh, because
he's
being a major pig right now.
And you didn't discuss it with me.
I didn't. Why am I getting trapped now? I'm not a pig.
Because you're being an S-star, as usual.
What did I do?
Oh, what did you do?
Did I miss something? What
did I do? You did nothing wrong.
I just talked to you off air and you go dime me out, dude.
I didn't dime.
You just did.
You're doing your own diming. You're pissed off.
But I said that. I was in confidence. That was a confession. And then you went to him and said something?
In confidence, you told me you were pissed off?
Yeah,
yes. You were pissed off.
He's pissing me like I did something wrong.
Yeah.
You didn't tell me.
God forbid. I gave my producer's phone number to somebody coming by the building. I'll never do that again. Don't worry. We're good. We're good.
If you order something to the house, you don't tell your wife, hey, by the way, something's coming. Be on the lookout.
No, I don't.
Well, then that's a you thing.
Doorbell rings. She answers.
That's
it.
A you thing. You work on that over the summer.
Yeah, I'm going to work
get
on that.
Get back to me on the phone.
Yeah, I'm going to work on that. Oh, you
I'll work on
me.
Some stuff.
On
you can work
things.
On some stuff, Craig. And we're going to have a harmonious relationship.
No, we're not.
Yes, we are.
Your relationship's over.
What do you mean it's over?
It's over.
When did it start?
You're dead to me now. Now you're dead to me.
Because of the burgers? Bro, we'll get burgers. Of all the food I get.
You ruined my anniversary. And you're not taking ownership of it.
And for that, I feel awful.
No, you don't.
Of course I
haven't apologized yet.
I did. I apologized to Phil.
You're dead to me.
Sorry.
And then no one ever comes back from the dead.
That I know. But I don't think I'm dead to you.
No. You're dead to me.
No.
You are.
We can work this out.
Well, we're going to work it out with human resources and Spike on Monday.
We're going to hug during. We're going to hug during the break.
I want to be clear. No hugging. None of that. You lost your chance. You didn't apologize.
I did.
Now you're being very aggressive with me.
I am being aggressive.
And that's that.
But I'm being attacked.
Enjoy tomorrow and Friday. We're on vacation.
No, come on.
On Monday, me, you, Evan, Margaret, and Spike. Boom.
Boom.
And tell Paul Rosenberg to get ready to start coming in at 10 a.m. And that's that. There you go.
For a hamburger?
I'm having the eye contact with Big Mac that you had with Big Mac
shut
at
up.
Lunch.
You shut up.
And that's it.
Why are you attacking me?
Because you started all this.
Listen, I've cut all the dead weight from this show every step of the way.
That's fair.
Okay? You're next. Boom.
Well, I'm not perfect. So why am I being held to perfect standards?
Not asking you to be perfect.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
How much food have we got here? You guys have eaten like kings for years. One time I screwed up. Bad timing, I agree.
You're being aggressive.
Ownership.
You're attacking me.
I'm not attacking.
I don't deserve to be attacked.
Oh, get the hell out of
here. My friend passed away this morning, and I'm celebrating 4 years of recovery, and you're attacking me.
I'm not attacking
you. Like I did something wrong.
I'm not attacking
you. I gave your number to a delivery guy.
You did.
Like I've done 500 other times.
Okay.
You decided today, for some reason, on my anniversary of recovery, that you weren't going to answer the call.
That was my evil plan. That's my evil plan, Craig.
Well, listen, you're going to have plenty of time to come up with more evil plans between 2 and 6, because you're not going to be standing there. You have plenty of time.
For one mistake?
One mistake.
Michael Jordan missed a game-winning shot, bro. They didn't kick him off the Bulls.
Yeah.
I'm not
Michael Jordan.
Well, no.
You're Michael Jordan.
Scottie Pippen, maybe.
Now you're Michael Jordan. Yeah.
Maybe Rodman.
Listen.
Luke Longley.
Enjoy the next 3 hours.
Ron Harper.
Okay. And then...
I'm not enjoying them. So,
well, I'm going to introduce you to Sal. And you guys are going to do a great job.
I already know Sal.
You're going to do a great job answering the phones overnight if they ring. All right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.